Today being the 12th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 24th April 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa al-Islam. Our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from the beginning of Surah Sajda. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran, while Professor Abdullah al-Kunay will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يقولون افتراه بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر المقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتريه بل هو الحق من ربك لتنذر قوما ما آتيهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يهتدون. الله تبارك وتعالى in this surah, Surah Sajda, that we said the Prophet ﷺ used to recite every night before he sleeps, along with other surahs, Surah Yasin, Surah Zawqat al-Waqi'ah, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi bi al-Mulk, Surah al-Mulk, then Surah al-Muzammil, Surah al-Layl, then Kul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, Kul Huwa Allah Ahad, Kul Huwa Al-Falaq, Kul Huwa Rabbun Nas. The 10 of them, the Prophet ﷺ used to recite it every night, including Yasin, before he goes to sleep. And we also said that every Jum'ah in the morning, the two rakah of Subhi prayer, he recites Surah Sajda in the first rakah, and second rakah, Surah Insan. This surah is talking about the fact that there is no doubt about this Quran. But the people of Mecca, they said, no, the Prophet ﷺ fabricated it. Am yaquluna aftara, do you say he fabricated? Kul huwa al-haqqu min rabbika, it is a fact and truth from your Lord. Litunzira qauman, for you to admonish a people. Litunzira qauman ma unzira aba'ahum ma atayhum min nadhirin min qablika la'allahum yahtadun. Litunzira qauman ma atayhum min nadhirin, for you to admonish a people that no one has ever come to min qablika before you, the allahum yahtadun. Why were they sent? That so that they might be guided. Litunzira the qauman ma atayhum min nadhirin min qablika la allahum yahtadun. Why this book is sent is that people can be guided, because there we are saying min an-nas ma yajadu fi llahi bi ghayri ilmin wala hudan wala kitabin munir. You have not gone to study, you don't have knowledge. There is no person that has knowledge that you are following. There is no book that you already know that you are using as your reference. Where do you get your guidance? This book was sent to serve as guidance to us. And like it is said here, we are going to see that every human being has been given the opportunity and has the ability to take himself to the position of excellence. If he does not do it, the fault is his. So Allah is telling us here, he has sent the Prophet to a people. When we say who are these people, it is miracle man. Ma atehum min nazir min kablika. The Arabs, has any prophet come to them before that we know? No. Abraham came before even Arab as a tribe was created. Arab as a tribe, there was no people in Makkah the time Abraham started. Abraham was the one that started the whole city of Makkah. Therefore, Ibrahim al-Kawaid and al-Baytu Ismail, Rabbana taqabal minna indaka anta samiul alim. In another place, Rabbi ji'al hazal balada, aminan. Baladan aminan. Abraham was the one that started the city itself. But we also look at ourselves, we Africans. Do we know of any prophet that has come to us before? No. Which means Prophet was also sent to us as the first prophet to come to us, to call us and warn us to God. So we should know that he is our prophet personally before generality of the whole world. The Prophet is our own prophet personally, like he's a prophet to the Arabs personally. Why? So that we can get guided. So may Allah give us guidance.
الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون.
الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع أفلا تتذكرون. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us this. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Do you see developments? Do you see the earth? Has anybody ever come and tell you that he created it? Allah is saying, Allah created it. How is that ayam in 6 aeons or 6 days in the days that he calls days? So must away Allah arsh. After that, Allah is well settled on the throne. Malakum min dunihi min waliyin. Aside Allah, you have none to protect you. You have none to intercede for you. Afala tatazakkarun? What is your problem? Don't you sit down and think? Always, like Allah is telling man, why is he so difficult to himself? Innal insana layatghi an ra'ayhi mustaghni. Why? Just because you see yourself as independent? Look again, you know that you're not independent. Because when man has eaten and he has taken and he finds himself healthy, then he says whatever he wants to say. He forgets at that time that just now he was having fever, he couldn't stand up. Just now he was hungry, he couldn't talk. Just now, so many things that can show that he's such a weak person. But immediately he eats, he sees food by his side, he sees money in front of him. He sees that he has something, then he thinks that he is independent. In another place, Allah said, "Ya sabu anna ma lahu akhladahu." He thinks that with this kind of wealth he has, he will never leave the world. Ma lakum min dunihi min waliyyin wala shafi'in. Allah said he created this whole creation in 6 aeons or in 6 days. The first day, Yawm al-Ahad, that is the Sunday. Then Yawm al-Ithnain, Monday. Yawm al-Thulasa, Tuesday. Yawm al-Arba'i, Wednesday. Yawm al-Khamis, the fifth day, that is Thursday. Yawm al-Jum'ah, that is the sixth day. Then that is the day the whole world was finished in creating. And like we said yesterday, Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'a, that this world will last for how long? He puts in this world 7 days. Even though he created it in 6 days, he made it to be 7 days. Each of the days equivalent to 1,000 years. Like he's going to tell us now. This is how Allah has created the world. So he created this world Allah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض from this celestial body down to this earth that you're seeing, everything was created by God. Till today, nobody has come to claim that He created it. The best the scientists have done is to see how can we understand it, and yet they are far from understanding a lot of it. Even though that we know Allah put us in this world and made everything to serve us in this world, how do we make them to serve us? We still yet don't know. Because if you are taken to a hotel and then the person gives you, he says, this hotel, your room is room maybe 601. Everything you will need, as long as you live in this town, is in your room. So you can go. Then you ask, where is the key? Sir, I have given you a handset with which we have to be communicating. Your key is inside there. If you don't know how to use your handset, then how do you know where your key is inside your handset? Allah says, وَلَكَدْ مَكَنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَائِشْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. We have established you on this earth, and everything you need, we have given it to you on this earth. But you little do you give me time. If you want to open it into how you can know how to use these things, give thanks to Allah. وَلَا إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَا إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَا أَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you thank Allah and you are grateful to Him, He opens the door more to you. Not by argument. So today there are some hotels. In your handset, your key is sent to it. You don't need any other key. It's from your handset you open it. It's Bluetooth key. When you enter the hotel, it's still with the same key. After opening it, that everything you need to open, you will use. You have your microwave, you have your fridge, you have your air conditioner, you have your toilet. Everything you need is in this room. If you have not gone to school, you don't know how to use computer, you don't know how to use internet, you'll be there. You are hungry, you don't even know how to enter the toilet. The fridge is there, the food is full of food. You don't know that this is a fridge. But what you are calling fridge now, some people that died 8 years ago, if they come, they don't know it's a fridge. What we are calling microwave oven now, some people that died about 40 years ago, if they come now, they don't know this microwave oven. There is a message for you on the television, you have to open it. It has internet, some people don't know it. Which means it's only with knowledge that you can assess what Allah has put on earth for you. If you can't assess it, it is not Allah's fault. It is your own fault. Go and assess the knowledge. People are going to come tomorrow and they say, this will be so backward. They needed to have power and they have to go and take petrol, diesel and burn it. Why did they have to do all this to Allah? Because tomorrow you are not going to need all this to have your energy on earth. That's why it is good, those of you that come to university, you go in and research. There is nothing that you can do better than seeking for knowledge. If you are seeking it because of Allah, you will be surprised what Allah will give you in knowledge. So Allah is telling us, He created this heaven from the celestial bodies down to the earth in 6 days. Summa stawa ala al-arsh. Then after that, He's well settled on His throne. How is He settled? We don't know. We don't know how Allah is. We can't know how He settled. We don't even know what the throne looks like. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Whatever you think of in your mind, Allah is not like that. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ. Nobody can protect you. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah alone is the one that protects and takes charge of the affairs of anybody He will. And who will He do that to? The one that is righteous. Just like you too, if you have a staff working under you, who obeys you, who is always doing the correcting, you will stand for Him. The same way, the righteous servants of Allah, Allah Himself will stand for Him. If you see anybody standing for somebody else, it's Allah that puts him there to stand for you. Just like in your own government, you have the police, you have the governor, you have several different staff. The governor can say, this is the work of the police, this is the work of the army, this. So where you are supposed to call the army, call the army. Where you are supposed to call the police, call the police. Where you are supposed to call the messenger, call the messenger. There are also things that Allah has put there. But if not, when you are hungry and you ask for food and they give you food and you eat, what do you say before you eat the food? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You didn't say Bismillah. No, you didn't say in the name of food. Because Allah is the one that sent you that food that you are going to eat. When you finish eating, you said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alna minal muslimin. Praise is for Allah that gave us this food to eat. Is it the food that makes you to be satisfied, or is Allah? We as Muslims, is Allah that makes you to be satisfied. If you think, put in your mind that it's the food that gives you satisfaction, how does that shift? The same way, when you have problem, people are about to attack you, you call the police. Is it the police that came to help you or Allah? It's Allah. But who are you going to call? Police. Why? Because it's what you are supposed to call at that time. So everything has one place. So whatever Allah has not made as wali cannot be wali. Whatever Allah has not put to intercede before, you cannot intercede. That's why Allah said, Man zalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'iznihi. With the permission of Allah, Allah can make something to intercede for you. I am talking now, my talking is interceding between me and you for you to hear me. If Allah did not give that permission, it cannot take place. That's why Allah said, Malakum min dunihi min waliyyin wala shafi'in afala tatazakkarun. Don't you sit down and be contemplating on the affairs of Allah, how it is?
يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون.
يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. Allah said, يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض. Allah is the one that takes charge of the affairs completely. Minas Samai Al Art. From the heavens, the celestial bodies down to the earth. Thumma ya'ruju ilayhi. Then it returns back to him. Kana mudaruhu alfa sanatin mimma ta'udu. That if you are to take the length of when it goes back to him by your own length, it's 1,000 years in what you are used to count. Here in another place, Allah says, فَعَالَ صَعِرٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِي لِلْكَيْفِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ الدَّافِي مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. This one, خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, is the day of judgment. The day of judgment, it will take 5,000 years. Today, 7 days, each day is 1,000 years. That's why a lot of ulama, they have a belief that this world is going to spend 1,000 years before it finishes its time. When it finishes this time, you see the everything will go. And like we listed yesterday, most of the time has gone. What is remaining now is definitely not up to 500 years. We said, if most of the ulama, what they said is correct, from Anabi Nuhu, from Anabi Adam to Anabi Nuhu, 1,000 years. From Anabi Nuhu to Anabi Ibrahim, 1,000 years. From Anabi Ibrahim to Anabi Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, 1,000 years. From Anabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Anabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, 1,000 years. That's 5,000 years. Then from the time of Anabi Isa to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you have about 600 years, about 570 exactly. From that time till now, we have spent 1,442 years. So what we are having remaining now is almost not up to 500 years. Whether it will be exactly that 500 years, it will be less, or it will be more, only Allah knows. Indahu ilmu sa'a. When the day is going to be, Allah knows. But 7 days, each of these days is 1,000 years. But the day of judgment is going to be 5,000 years. That's the person that will stay longest on the day of judgment. He's going to stay there 5,000 years. That's what you call 5,000 years, because that day, immediately the world ends, there is no sun again. All this will go. So the measure of time, you're not going to be able to use the sun and the moon to measure time, let alone to say this. But it's just an estimate. Even now, when people leave this world and they go to the celestial bodies and we are trying to measure it, they don't measure it in days anymore. measure it in what you call light years. That is how fast does the light travel in 1 year. They will now say it's so many millions of light years. It's so many millions of light years. You can see it's the length. In another place, Allah said, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْأَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. When he says, إِدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. All affairs return to him. But if you are to speak to Allah now, he hears it now. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. But وَالْأَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ, the angels have to lift it. They will have to travel the journey of 1,000 years in a moment. But your own statement that is directed to Allah now. So on the day of judgment, some people are going to stay for what, an estimate of 5,000 years. Some people, as they are just coming, they are entering paradise. They were close to Allah throughout their life. They don't know anything but Allah. And Allah will elevate them. All that Allah has them to do, they do it. Allah elevates them as they are just coming straight to paradise. Some they will be under the shade of Allah. Some they will spend a day. Some, the Prophet said, Allah. For some people it's as light, it's lighter than the time it takes them to say one salat of maktubat. Maybe the time it takes you to take subuhi, that's how long they will stand, they have entered paradise. But some are going to stay, they are still going to enter paradise, but they will have stayed for about what you call 50,000 years. May Allah make us to enter paradise at the first moment. If you know that you want to do that, ask how is it done. Who are those that Allah has talked about? Is there in hadith? Then go and find them and join them.
ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم.
ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم الذي this one الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض ما بينهما في ستة أيام. Who is this Allah? ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شيء ولا تذكرون يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يرجع إليه في يوم كان مقداره ألف سنة مما تعدون. ذلك this Allah is this one. ذلك he is that one. Alimul Ghaib wa Shahadati. He is the one that knows everything that is hidden. Whatever it's secret, no matter how secret it is, Allah knows it. Wa Shahadati. Allah knows everything that is manifest. Al Aziz, the one that is mighty. Ar Rahim, the one that is very merciful to his righteous servants, his own righteous servants. Allah is very merciful to them. This one that created the whole world, the firmament. This one that is in charge of the affairs, is controlling it at all the time, is nobody. But the one that knows everything that is hidden and everything that is manifest. Al-Azizu, the one that is mighty, there is nothing that is beyond him to do. Al-Rahim, the one that all his servants that are righteous, is extremely merciful to them.
Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in إن خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين.
الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. Who is this Allah? الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه. He is the one. أحسن كل شيء خلقه. Everything he created them in their own excellence. وَبَدَى خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ تِينٍ. And he started the creation of man from dust. Anything that Allah has created, whether it is fly, whether it is the pig, whether it is the human being, whether it is dark in complexion, whether it is light in complexion, whether it is between that, whether it is tall, it is short, go and look at it. Everything is with measure and everything is in excellence. Their hands is done to balance him. The legs to balance him. The head to balance him. Allah has put everything into consideration. And they ask كل شيء خلقه. The DNA is well done. If you go, you are going to change it. You only bring problem to yourselves. Today we are having problem in the world because we want to change the creation of Allah. we think that this animal is not producing well, we want it to produce better. Allah has told us, if you want it to produce better, look for a fertile line. He said, no, we want to change it. Anything Allah has created, He has created in excellence. That's why the human being has been created in his own mode to be excellent. But He started the creation of the human being from nothing but just this dust, this clay. So if you Allah that is excellent in creation created you, then what is it that is beyond you? Whatever Allah asks you to do, He knows you can do it before He asks you to do it. If you don't want to do it, nobody can stop you from laziness. You want to lie down? Go and lie down. You want to just go and be doing useless things on earth? Go and do it. Nobody is going to stop you. But Allah knows that everything He has created in excellence. In another place, Allah said, وَالْتِينِ وَالْزَيْتُونِ وَالتُّورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدُ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنْسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah, after swearing, He said, Wallahi, we have created man in the best of form. Look at how you walk. Look at how you see. Look at how you respond. Look at how you hear. Look at how you put all this coordination together. You try to do something and make them to coordinate and see how easy or difficult it is. Look at the simple car that is made. How is their coordination? Have you ever seen anybody walking and said, today my leg has expired, my hand cuts away on the road, or my eyes dropped from the socket? You are going in your car sometimes, the tire will go off. Sometimes you are going, you said, the tire has expired, the bulb is no more seen. But everything that a human being has, you see it working up to the age it is meant to be. When the age comes, then it expires. But human being, he started his creation from this ordinary clay. Allah is telling all this to know that this is our humble beginning. Yet, look at the way we are today. Today we have strength. Let us do what we have to do. Tomorrow we will not have the strength to do it again.
ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين
الذي وبدا خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم after that He Allah created all the offsprings to emanate from Him. Min sulalatin min ma'in mahin. In such a way that they all come from water. This water that when you see it's very weak. Mahin is despicable. It's not something to write home about. Look at this form of a human being. Weak on itself, but in this drop of sperm, there's over 100 million lives in it. Allah is telling us this. الذي أصنع كل شيء خلقه وبدا خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين. He created, after the first creation, He set this creation, the first one that is created from clay, that from it, it should go and continue the creation. But from an ordinary water that is so weak and so mean in looking, from it, every other creation comes up. Just from the fact that a man looks at a woman and he's attracted, this water is created. Just from look. Nothing else, nothing is brought together, just look. A man looks at a woman, he's attracted, this water is created. From this creation of this water, if he drops it and puts it in this woman that he has got attracted to, it will bring out another child. Like him. Not him. So one has to be very careful. Allah that said He did this. All this we are saying now, know that about 8,400 years ago, people don't know it. Now science has come and said, no, it's like this, it's not like this. Who told this 1,400 years ago? So they go back and study the Quran. What the Quran said is the correct thing. What you are finding out, if there is fault in it, correct it to the Quran. Not the other way around.
ثم سقيه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون.
ثم سويه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Allah said, after he has set out that from this water man will continue to be created, thumma sawwahu, after the water has been dropped, he is one who fashions him. Thumma sawwahu wa nafakha fihi min ruhihi, then from his spirit, his souls, he beat into it. Waja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal afidata, then from there he brings out the hearing, the seeing and the heart. Qalilan ma tashkurun, what little thanks do you give? Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna ahadukum yujma khalqahu bi batni ummihi 40 yawman nutfatan thumma yakunu alaqatan misla zalik thumma yakunu murghatan misla zalik thumma yusarra ilayhi al-mal wa yufakh fihi ruhi wa yumar bi 40 kalimatin. One of you, his creation is put together in the womb of your mother. The first 40 days, it is this drop of sperm from your father that went into the womb. Min ma'in mahin. When this drop of sperm goes there, thumma sawwahu, Allah will start fashioning it. That's why Allah is asking, afara'aytum ma tumnun, don't you see this thing that you buried in the womb of your wife? Antum takhluqunahu am nahnu khaliqun? Are you the one that created it? Or we created it? Because there is work to be done. Then Allah says, I will take one side, you take one side. This is one you take. You want to have more corns, more grains, more mango, more dates? Yes, I want to have. Okay, take the seed and plant it. You just go, you plant it, and you went away. When you finish planting and you went away, how did it, what happened to it inside the earth before it comes and it sprouts and it grows and the water was coming and it was growing until it bare fruit? Did you know how it happened? The same thing when you put the sperm in the womb of a woman, that's all you did. Then you left. It started forming there, growing. The Prophet last time said, "Arba'ina yawman nutfatan." It will going to be this sperm. ثم يكون علاقة مثل ذلك, then it will become a complete blood. ثم يكون مزقة مثل ذلك, then another 40 days it will become a muscle of flesh. ثم يرسل إليه الملك, then angel will be sent to this muscle of flesh. For you must be أربع كلمات, he will be asked to write 4 things. بكتب رزقه وأجله, بكتب رزقه وعمله وأجله وشكيه أو سعيد. That it should be written, what is going to be the length of life he will live? What is going to be sustenance that will sustain him? What work will he do throughout his life? At the end, will he end up as a fortunate or an unfortunate person? May Allah make us a fortunate. All this is said in the womb of the mother. Allah said, أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Are we the one that created this person inside the womb, or you? Which one is the easier work? For you to put it in, enjoy yourself, you put it in. Or for you to be given the task of making it. And I said, he made it. And he put all this thing there. And if you ask the medical doctors, they will tell you, this 120 days, which is now 4 months, which is about 16 weeks, it's from that time that the child hearing ability starts to develop. Just like it is said now, the hearing ability starts to develop. So the child is in the womb, he's already hearing. Before the child comes out, most of the language you are thinking that you are speaking around him, he has already heard it. That's why even a woman, I was telling you yesterday, you can assist your child before he comes to the world, and when he is small and he's in this world until he grows up. He can also assist you when he becomes big and you are weak, and when you leave this world, he can continue to assist you. The scientists, they say, from that 16 weeks, the hearing is developing, the child starts to hear whatever is surrounding him. If you are always reciting the Quran, reciting zikr, doing this, his hearing is affecting him now. Then his seeing is developing. His heart is developing. The day you bring him out, then he starts to open his eyes. Then he starts to react to light. But his hearing is fully developed. The heart continues to develop until he continues to know you and knows what is right, what is wrong. The sight continues to develop and get used to this is green, this is white, this is this. Until he knows his parents very well, the heart knows what is good, what is bad. Until a time will come, the heart will be taking knowledge, open to take knowledge. And when you make a child to take knowledge when he's small, you have assisted him a lot. Is it like when you have a computer? Like we said that day, the moment you buy a computer, the memory is empty. You want to boot it. You on the booting power. Within some seconds, it's booted. Start using it. After 6 months, try to boot it. It will take you minutes to boot because the memory is now getting filled up. When a child comes to the world, whether you give him knowledge or you don't give him knowledge, the memory is filling up. Because himself is trying to find out what is surrounding him. He goes there, he goes there, he crops, he does this, he does this. But before you allow the memory to fill up, if you put him to bring his memory with the Quran, because Allah created him, and Quran is the word of Allah, 700 something pages or 500 something pages, now he put in his head without knowing. There's no book in this world that anybody can cram up to 500 pages except Quran. A child will cram it before the age of 7, he has finished. Because Allah created this child and this world is his own. Putting them together is not easy, it's not difficult. But if you allow that child to be just playing about, like Sheikh Darwaji used to say, he said, a child, his first 7 years, he is nothing but a monkey. All he knows is to play. If you don't take this child and give him proper knowledge, the first 7 years, he will finish it up in being a good monkey. Then, the next 7 years, he will go beyond a monkey to try to be like a dog. If in the next 7 years, between the age of 7 and 14, you don't teach him to praise Allah, you don't teach him to be good, you don't teach him to kneel down to greet his parents, you don't teach him to be nice to his neighbors, to be nice to his brothers, he will take the form, this part of being a dog. By the age of 14, you will be a complete dog. The habit of dog is what will be in him. At the age of 7, what he does is the habit of monkey. Play, break this one, throw this one this side, take the TV, push it on the ground. The next 7 years, he will become a dog. What does dog do? Bark on people. Does this, try to bite, looking for women about. That's not that will bother him. If the next 7 years you don't do this after he's been a donkey, he will transmit from being a dog to being a donkey. From the age of 14, his strength is strong now. He will tell somebody, I'll beat you, I'll destroy you, whatever you think, he will take God into his hand. If he takes knife, he will hit somebody with it. By the time he's 14, he's at 21. He will even come outside and show his nakedness that he can do this. At that time, if not government, nobody can take care of him. That's why you find today, all these things that are happening today, whether it is the terrorists or all these things, the government is responsible. How do you say that the training of a child has to be costed? The money you are spending on security, had you been spending on training children in proper manner, it will not happen. And you don't sit down, you will find that a person is teaching hatred, then you allow him to continue. Any day you see a child telling the other child, you are stupid, you are a fool, stop them. The next time you see them, they will fight. The next time you see them, somebody is killed. That's why the angels, they were very empathic. Ataj alu fiha, man yuksidu fiha, wa yasfiku dima'a. What are they supposed to be doing? When I'm Sabih with Hamdika, when you got this luck, you're supposed to be doing tasbihi and takdis on the axe. But you are here doing fasad and cattle nafs because the parents did not train them. A parent trained somebody to hate his neighbor. What do you expect? If not, these are Muslims. Another person say he is knowledgeable. He is a sheikh. He trained Muslims to hate the other Muslim. He said, when you see a Muslim do this, what he is doing is not Islam. Stop him. What do you think will happen next? Fight. What do you think will happen next? Kill him. What do you think will happen next? Try to take the whole city into their hands. This is exactly what is happening. But when the government sees it, the security people sees it, they shout to the government they keep quiet because of their politics. Most things that are happening that are wrong, the security agents know it, they report it to the government. But because the government, because of what they are looking for, they want to be there perpetually, they want to lead, and they think these people can assist them, they will not talk until everything goes out of hand. If not, if you are to take your child, the first 7 years, give him Quran. We have children, at the age of 7, they can read almost the whole Quran. This child, on his own, even without you telling him, he's just reciting Quran. When is he going to speak bad words? He comes out of the to see his mother, he kneels down and greets the mother. When is he going to say his mother is just an ordinary envelope that was sent with a message, he has delivered it? This is what some people say, and they are Muslims. If by the age of 7 you now take that child to school, that he should be trained and be tutored on character, on salah. The first character is how to stand before God. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a child is at the age of 7, make sure that he's coming to salah. If he's not coming to salah, say meet him on it. Because the first character a child should learn is how to stand before God. He's coming, he's standing before God. He's proceeding before God. He doesn't understand it, but he sees his father doing it, and he's doing it. Then this child will now be trained. What is halal? What is haram? What is ablution? How do you bath? By the time at the age of 14, this child is already a man. If he's a lady, he's already a woman that can take care of the whole house. If a man was to approach him, he knows the answer to give to that man. If that lady at that time was to be married, you will have a wife that can take care of a house. There is no problem. But if that child was not properly trained at that age, she can do nothing except fasha. You say don't marry out women early, but they can do obscenity early. You are the one who also bring up pornographic films showing ladies of 10 years, 9 years cohabiting with men. The same you people. If that child, after that age of 14, you now join them to big people, for them to be going about with them, because they have finished learning now, they need practical. At the age of 21, not only can they take charge of the affairs, they can take charge of the affairs of a whole nation. That's why they said, "Al-Dibu'l-Layyum fi Sab'in, Al-Limu'um fi Sab'in, Sa'imum fi Sab'in, Layyum fi Sab'in." The first 7 years, play with the child. When you are teaching him, don't teach him what he cannot contain. For him to cram is very easy. How does your child learn your language? Do you come to tell him this is a cup? Do you tell him this is a seat? You are speaking it to him and he picks it up. So your child can easily grasp and memorize language. The same thing, if you are giving him the Quran, he can easily get the Quran as part of his language. Then, Allahumma fi sabain, teach him in the next 7 years. You teach him until he's 14 years. He has now gotten the knowledge he needs to get. At the age of 16, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani has already memorized the whole of the sita to Siha in his head. At the age of 7, he had already memorized the Quran. When at the age of 16, he memorized all the sita to Siha in his head, he has memorized most of the major books. The father said, then what do you need again? You have to get married. The father, they married for him. Then at that age, you need them to be companions of big people. Big people here are sheikhs that know what Allah says. They see how they do things. They do it like that. By the age of 14, they are competent to lead. That's why Osama bin Zayd, at the age of 21, the Prophet Osama sent him to be the head of an army, where the rulers of that army, members of the army, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. But a 21-year-old Muslim was at the head of it. And he was controlling the way he shoot because he was well brought up. Let's try to follow the natural course of Allah. Let's not ask Allah to follow us. No, Allah will not follow us. That's why Allah is telling us here, الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم سويه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم الصور أبصارا وأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون.
وقالوا أئذا ضللنا في الأرض إنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون.
وقالوا أيضا ضللنا في الأرض أئنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. This little person that was created in this fashion, he did not know how he was created and came out to the world. Only his father and mother told him. And Allah come to tell him in the Quran how his mother suffered on him to come to the world. Wahana Allah wahani. He is now asking. He said, we are going to meet with somebody who created us called God. How? When we see that everybody is dying, I zadadadna bil art. When we are totally lost in the art has eaten us up, nothing remains. I zadadadna bil art. I nana bi khalqin jadid. Is it then that we shall be made anew again? Be created anew again? Banhum will call Rabbihim Kafir. That they are going to meet with Allah. Later, they said, they don't believe it. They deny it. When you are in the womb, did you know that you are going to come to the world? The same thing now that you are here, you don't know that you are going to go to the hereafter. Believe. If you are not told that this is your mother, you will have known it's your mother. If you are not told this is your father, you will have known this is your father. Since you believe your mother that she is your mother, and you believe your father that is your father, believe also if you are told that Allah created this world. Look at the environment. Did you create it? Look at the food you are eating. Have I eaten matakarsun? Antum tazraun ahunam uzariun? Are you the one that make the food to become food? Or we? Every day. Every year, you go, you bury the seed. The same year you are buried now. And you see it germinate and come up and become more seeds. The same way you come up one day when Allah asks you to come up from the earth. But whom will call Rabbihim Kafir? That they are going to meet with Allah one day, they deny.
قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون.
قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. قل تيل دن وبرنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم. Every one of you, there is an angel of death, Malakul Mawti, Ukkila Bikum, that has been made to be in charge of you. This Malakul Mawti is one Yatawafikum that is going to cause you to die. Kul Yatawafikum Malakul Mawti Lezi Ukkila Bikum Thumma Ila Thumma Ila Rabbikum Turja'un. Then this Malakul Mawti, after he has caused you to die and you are buried in the earth the way you used to bury your own seeds, when it is time for you to come out, Allah huwa nufafi ukhrifai zahum qiyamun yanzul. Then the trumpet will be blown and all of you, thumma ila rabbikum turja'un, you will stand up to go back to Allah. When Allah created you, he did not tell anybody. When Allah created Adam, he did not tell anybody. After he has created you and you came to the world, you decided to put things between you and God, and Allah decided to put something between you and him. If we did not put anything between us and God, Allah would have been the one to take your life himself, the way he gave you your life himself. There Allah said, he is one who blows his spirit into the child when the child is in the womb. ثُمَّ سَوَّيْهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. This ruh, Kulli ruh min amri rabbi is the first thing that is like the human being that goes into you. What is ruh? Ruh is from the affairs of Allah. It is the spirit, it is the life. It's created, Allah has creation called ruh. And that ruh is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the first creation. All the ruh is from him. Any ruh that is going to be taken is taken from him and sent to where it is sent to. The ruh of Jesus Christ is from it. That's why Jesus Christ himself said, he is going to come. The one that is going to come is Spirit of God. When they say Spirit of God, it doesn't mean that God is a body that needs spirit to move in him. No, it's a spirit that he created somewhere. God is different, the ruh is different. So when it is time, everything will go back. That's why it is trumpet that will be blown and it will suck in all this ruh back to Allah. Thumma ila rabbikum turja'un. Then to your all Lord that has fashioned the way you are, that has been changed upon your life, it is to this Allah that you return back to. So believe, you are going to go back to Allah. Whoever does not believe this, then he can do whatever he wants. One day he will see it.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُءُوسِهِمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ.
ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمينا فرجينا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. الله تبارك وتعالى said, look at this verse said, وإذا دلنا في الأرض عينا في خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون كل يتوفيق ملك الموت الذي أكل في حكمه إلى ربهم ترجعون. This verse that are denying that one day they will go back to Allah. Allah is telling us, wait, I've taken you from the beginning of creation. How he created the firmament. Allah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام. Allah stood how he created the firmament. After he created the firmament, and he wasakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fil ardi jami'an minhu. And he said, all that is the firmament I created because of you, I will subject them to you. They came to tell us now how he created us. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. That he started his creation. Energy he created excellent, but the human being, he started his creation from mud. From there, he told us how he fashioned us, how he did this, and finally, how the angel of death is going to take you and you will be buried. If you refuse and you don't know it, this is what will happen on the day of judgment. What is going to happen? He says, ولو ترى, if you are to see on that day, even mujrimuna, these people that are used to committing crimes, that don't believe in Allah, all they do is always doing what is bad. What they want to do, they do. They are not asking, what did Allah ask us to do? It's what they want to do, they want to do. ناكسو رؤوسهم, when you are going to see them bending their head down in the Rabbihim before their Lord. What are they going to be saying when they bend their head? They were asked to make prostration in this world. They refuse. What are they going to say now? Rabbana, absarna, wasamina, farjina, nama salihan inna mukinun. Oh, our Lord, we have indeed seen it is true. The day of judgment is true. We have heard. Oh, Allah, send us back. We are going to do righteous work. We are indeed certain. That's where your failure is. This today is the day of marking your question paper, not the day of you writing the exam. You have written the exam, you are finished. Allah is not going to permit you. You have been called to come and make sujada. You refuse. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْئِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ. You are called to come and make prostitute to Allah. You refuse. You are called to feed the poor. You refuse. You are called to be nice to your parents, you refuse. You are called to be nice to people, you refuse. Here, there is something I want us to know. Allah is always telling us. Alam tara anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa asbaga alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Don't you see that Allah has subjected to you all that is in the firmament? Please tell these people that they should be careful. People who want to sacrifice human being for worldly end. No, you sacrifice worldly material for the benefit of human being. You don't sacrifice human being for the world. You don't come and you destroy a people's town. You don't care what will happen to the human being. You don't come and take a child, you go and make, say you are going to make medicine to get money. You don't come and you are destroying human beings because you want to build a city. All this Pharaoh, it was Pharaoh that did all this. Pharaoh was destroying the people of Israel because he wants to build his own city. Even when they are going to push a big rock and there is no grease, they will put a human being below it to become the grease, to crush him and become the grease. This is what people are doing today. People today, in the name of trying to build cities, they are destroying human beings. You don't destroy human beings. Human being is, the whole creation was done because of human beings. If it means you destroy the whole of Zaria because one human being do it, one human being is bigger than the whole of this world. One human being. Prophet one day went to the Kaaba and he looked at the Kaaba. He said, Kaaba, how great are you? How big are you? How big are you before Allah? But a mu'min is bigger than you. The whole of this world was created for human beings. Don't ever try to sacrifice a human being because of the world. Sacrifice the world because of the human being. If you are going to make a road, because of this road you are going to do, people are going to die. Forget about the road. If you are going to buildings that you want to create, you want to build, you are going to destroy human life because of that, then don't do it. The same thing, you don't destroy a human being just like that. Going to war is not something that Allah has asked us to do. It's only when you are compelled to defend yourself that you go to war. These people that are committing all these crimes against humanity, and they think that because they just want to increase their worldly benefit, that's all. It's materialism, nothingness. These are the mujrim. That's why Allah said, "Allah Ta'ala is the mujrim." On the day of judgment, they are going to bring their head down. That day to be of no value. We have now, Rabbana absarna wa sami'na. We have now seen. We have now heard. Farji'na. Allah, return us. Na'am as-salih. We are going to do righteous work. What is righteous work? Between you and God, between you and His creation. Even if you don't have a house, even if you don't have a car, even if you have no good road, righteous work is between you and God and between you and a human being. That's why they say the whole of character is ajimi at sarat fi shay'in. It becomes two things. Ta'zimu zatillahi jalla jalalahu wa islam zatidin. For you to dignify Allah as much as possible. La ilaha illallah. For you to be nice to His creation, Muhammad Rasulullah. This is it. Anything you are going to do, please always ask yourself, am I going to bring problem to human being? What can I do it the easiest way? But if you are going to create a problem to human being to the extent that they will even die, then don't start it. On day of judgment, you will regret it. And you will not be able to return back. May Allah forgive us our sins. All of us, we are making mistakes daily. May Allah make us to be able to seek istighfar. And may Allah forgive us our sins. The one we know, the one we don't know.
A reminder to all our students that the annual ziyara is coming up tomorrow, inshallah. The starting point will be North Gate for main campus and Sadana Mosque for those in Congo. Transportation fee is 1,200 naira to and fro. And secondly, somebody is requesting Sheikh to please pray for she needs a responsible husband for her daughters. We'll take the other questions tomorrow, sure.
All our daughters, may Allah grant them good husbands that will have compassion for them, will love them, and will take care of them. All are male. May Allah give them good wives that will be dutiful to them, that will be chaste and not to be with. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah forgive us our sin. May Allah give us the wherewithal to be able to train our children to be decent, to be dutiful to Allah, to be dutiful to His creation. May Allah forgive our parents, all our leaders. May Allah direct them aright. May Allah make this our country to be better. All those who wish to bring our country down, may Allah weaken them. All those that are trying to destroy humanity, may Allah weaken them. No matter their structure, may Allah weaken them. All those that are trying to bring Islam down, may Allah weaken them. May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen Muslims. May Allah assist truth with the truth. May Allah destroy falsehood with themselves. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward our sheikhs. May Allah reward our sahabas. May Allah reward the sahabas of the Prophet. May He reward the Prophet for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provide, give us our providence, our food that we are going to eat. May He give it to us. The clothes we are going to wear, may Allah give it to us. The houses we are going to live in, may Allah give it to us. The life we are going to ride, may Allah give it to us. May Allah give us our dignity. May Allah protect our dignity for us. May Allah make us to leave this world with the kalima. La ilaha illallah Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العزيز. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
تمام اللي بعدنا صلاة. ايه بدك تقول نعم بدك تقول نعم بدك تقول Allah'a emanet olun.